You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 11th, 2021, we have some major concerns about what's happening in Afghanistan. Taliban seizing three more provincial capitals and a local army headquarters. They're just sweeping through Afghanistan. In fact, a CIA assessment months ago said Kabul could fall within 6 months. Also, at this point, now they're saying our prediction should be revised to just 3 months. The White House insists the U.S. is still cooperating with Afghan forces, implementing train, advise, and assist approach. And President Biden has said the Afghans are going to have to take on their own job. They've got to do it. I can't disagree with that. Of course, that's a problem when you try to be a policeman in part of the world than when you end up having to leave. We'll try to spend more time on that later this week, on that very issue. In the meantime, the Pentagon press secretary said soldiers who have religious objections to taking a vaccine can claim a religious exemption, or if they have advice of their physician that it might harm them to take the vaccine. Otherwise, they want to move forward and basically inoculate all servicemen. This is with the so-called still experimental vaccines for COVID, not FDA approved. And, of course, we have the issue still about the mask. If you get a vaccine, you don't need to wear the mask. Oh, yeah, they say you still do. And then if you got the vaccine and a mask, you need another booster shot. In a speech yesterday, while he celebrated the passage of his infrastructure bill with the Senate, President Joe Biden praised Governor Cuomo. Oh, no. Cuomo just resigned while he was in the process. Biden was in the process of popping the champagne for his infrastructure bill. Cuomo resigns, but Biden gets asked, what do you think of him? He said, well, you're talking about personal behavior as a governor. And the CBS reporter said, as governor, he said, he's done a hell of a job. And White House Press Secretary Saski being grilled on whether Biden himself encouraged vaccine hesitancy with comments last year. Remember when Biden and others on the left said, if a vaccine comes out during the Trump administration, we won't trust it, we won't take it. Yes, I'm sure you remember. Bill de Blasio in New York said, I'm not in my city if it came from Trump. And Governor Cuomo said, not in my state if it came from Trump. At the same time, we got Florida Governor DeSantis, Texas Governor Abbott, and other states stepping forward to do the same to ban any mask mandates regarding their states. Joe Biden now says he's checking to see if he can intervene from the White House. Intervene. So federal law will trump it local law on simply wearing a mask? The Florida Health Department is already having its trouble with CDC as it is. He said they continue to put out wrong numbers about a number of our cases. Sunday, the CDC said in Florida, headline, 28,000 new cases of COVID. The response from the Florida Department of Health is wrong again. The number's incorrect. You combine several days to make it look like a sudden surge, which it wasn't. But, of course, who cares about the facts? YouTube doesn't. Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, interviewed on Newsmax. He discussed the funding of a lab in China and the origin of the coronavirus, criticizing Dr. Fauci in his statements, or as I would say, Dr. Fake. YouTube pulled the clip down, took it off. says not correct. We're going to yank it down, and said we're going to suspend it for you and your account. And if you do it again, we must shut it down. Is anyone shutting down MSNBC host Joy Reid? If you want to talk about coming off and just absolutely over the top and wrong, she accused, along with some guests she had on board, Republican Governor DeSantis, because he doesn't want to mandate masks in schools. Joy Reid said, and her words, Ron DeSantis is, quote, killing children. Killing children. Yeah, that's an exaggeration. And of course, it's wrong. Anybody questioning her?
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
One of the Democrats through the years that you spoke with about infrastructure the most was Andrew Cuomo, who is resigning, who announced he's resigning today. You had traveled New York with him when you were vice president to the launch of the reconstruction of LaGuardia. He was someone who supported your campaign early on. No, you called on him to resign. No, you condemned the alleged behavior. But you're someone who spends a lot of time with mayors and governors. How would you assess his 10 and a half years as governor of the state?
In terms of his personal behavior or what he's done as a governor?
What he's done as a governor.
I thought he's done a hell of a job. And, I mean, both on everything from access to voting to infrastructure to a whole range of things. That's why it's so sad.
So sad. Too bad. There you have Joe Biden yesterday responding to a reporter's question, is identified as CBS reporter Ed O'Keefe, asking about what do you think of Cuomo. Now, keep in mind, this was supposed to be a day of celebration for President Biden and his team. They got this bipartisan infrastructure bill passed through the Senate, which included 19 Republicans, among them Senator Roy Blunt. And so he was looking forward to, hey, praise and glowing and everything. And Cuomo decides to resign on the very day and about an hour or so before Biden's going to come out and make the grand statement about the passage of the bill. And we're all together now. You talk about trying to steal somebody's thunder or throw shade on them. Or, you know, you've been out somewhere, someone's going to take a picture of you and your friend and someone in the back you know, pops up in the picture. You know, you got photobombed, as they call it. That's pretty much what Cuomo did yesterday with Biden. And so everybody listening to Biden go on and on about the infrastructure and so forth, they wanted to know, and I'm glad it got asked by that reporter, what do you think of Cuomo? Now, to his credit, I guess either Biden had been prepped and said, be ready, this could be coming, watch how you handle it, or he actually was cognizant enough to realize it could happen, so I need to be better. And so his approach then was, well, are you talking about personal behavior or what he's done as governor? O'Keefe did clarify as governor, and that is where you heard President Biden say he's done a hell of a job, both everything from access to voting to infrastructure, a whole range of things. In the last hour, in case you missed it, I had former New York Congressman John LaBoutière on. John's a Reagan-like Republican, not a Trump supporter, and, of course, not really a supporter of things that happen in New York where it means overtaxation and regs and rules and so forth. But he had to even admit, yeah, Cuomo's done a lot for us. We're getting a full rebuild and renewed LaGuardia Airport and some other things. It's going to all be great. Yeah, it's going to cost money, but if he gets done what the people have wanted him to do, then that's accomplishing that. However, this other part of his life cannot be excused. Well, we have to give Biden credit anyway for being ready to respond to that question. But it wasn't enough in the midst of the news conference. Because when he just said he's done a hell of a job, both in everything from the access to voting to infrastructure, a whole range of things, that's why it's so sad. Then, going to have to give credit here as well, CNN, Caitlin Collins said, asking, how can you separate his actions? And you're going to hear that happen. And you're going to hear Biden grow defensive, saying, I'm only talking about his infrastructure. And then ask, correct me if I'm wrong, is that what you were talking about? And he gets the answer he wants, but it's best if you just hear it play out.
Can you really say that he has done, quote, hell of a job, that he's accused of sexually harassing women?
Look, you asked too many further questions. I asked the substantive, should he remain as governor, is one question. And women should be believed when they make accusations that are able to, on the face of them, make sense and investigate it. They're investigated, and the judgment was made that what they said was correct. That's one thing. The question is, did he do a good job on infrastructure? That was the question. He did.
The question was, how did he do as a governor?
No, the question was, correct me if I'm wrong.
How was he as a governor general?
Well, the governor generally, obviously.
Outside of his personal behavior.
Outside of his personal behavior. Okay.
But can you separate the two? No, I'm not.
I was asked a specific question.
He was, and that was the question he was asked. So we, in fairness, and you know me, I'm going to call balls and strikes. I have to say, Biden answered it correctly. He answered the right question, and the CNN reporter wanted to push it the other way, and she was wrong this time. Well, the incoming New York governor, Kathy Hochul, started by holding a news conference today and immediately started trying to distance herself from the Cuomo administration. When she was asked how she would overcome her association with them, I mean, after all, she's a lieutenant governor. And she said today, I'm fully prepared to take on the role of the governor. And when she does, she'll become New York State's first female governor. But she said, many people have supported the policies of the Cuomo administration. There is a strong legacy of accomplishment with respect to the particular environment. The reputation of the current administration, read between the lines, folks, talking about the sexual allegations, the reputation of the current administration, I think it's pretty clear that it's no secret that we've not been close and I've not been associated with that. Wipe your hands, walk away, I'm done. My hands are clean, which they are. She said, I know the job, I fall for the same policies, that's why I'm more than prepared to move forward. Now, she did get asked, will you release the nursing home data? That some of the controversy still surrounding Cuomo, even as he's leaving office. And she said, the administration will be, quote, fully transparent. Fully transparent. but then added, I'm not governor yet. No, she's not until he leaves office in 14 days, or now less, 13 days from yesterday's announcement. And a lot of folks are asking about him resigning. Did he do it to avoid being impeached? I raised that question again with John Louboutin in the previous hour, and he said, anyone who thinks that this investigation and a possible impeachment is over is making a mistake. That's still all in play. But again, if you go back to Cuomo's statement yesterday, everything I'm doing at this point, as I stand up here and deal with all these slings and the arrows hitting me and the allegations, I was just maybe a little old-fashioned. I didn't really do anything. I leaned over and kissed a woman on the cheek, or I called her darling, and I meant it endearing in a nice way, and they're offended, and I'm being ostracized, and I'm being crucified, made an example of those who are just trying to deal with the hashtag Me Too movement. And to that extent, he was very big in the hashtag Me Too movement. Very big. But not so much now, of course, not in those on the other side. Maybe that's why the CNN reporter, female reporter, decided, hey, you just said he did a hell of a job. How can you separate what he did from his personal life? Because, again, Cuomo yesterday, in his own statement, he said, if you look at what I've done, you can't ignore what I've done for this state and the people of New York. And if we're looking at where we're going forward, the thing I'm doing today is basically putting myself on the altar, committing Harry Caray for the betterment of everyone else.
When I took my oath as governor, then it changed. I became a fighter, but I became a fighter for you. And it is your best interest that I must serve. This situation, by its current trajectory, will generate months of political and legal controversy. That is what is going to happen. That is how the political wind is blowing. It will consume government. It will cost taxpayers millions of dollars. It will brutalize people.
So you get the impression by his statement, by resigning now, we're going to save the money and the effort of the government to go through this, which in his view would be a farce anyway and would come out, he believes, to his benefit. He didn't say it, but you know he does. Well, there's an opinion piece written in CNN and by Jennifer Rogers. She's a former federal prosecutor, by the way. Also teaches at the New York University School of Law. Lectures at Columbia Law School. And a CNN legal analyst. Add that in. So she wrote this piece, and she's talking about this possibility that where the impeachment would go. And she adds this, while Cuomo leaving office means he may avoid impeachment, questions remain about what will happen to the assembly's investigation. The scope of the work was broader than the conduct addressed in the Attorney General's report, such as a manipulation of the number of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, and allegations he used state resources, including personnel, to write a 2020 book about the pandemic. So those things are still there. And then you also look at how the guy has just been absolutely lionized and praised, and all of the time just he's the best of everything if you watch and cover the state-controlled media as to how they represent him and everything. Here's a clip of several things that included Jimmy Fallon from NBC, along with others, including Chris Cuomo, his New York governor's brother, and others, praising and just gushing over Cuomo. Listen to this.
Governor Cuomo.
Do you think that you are an attractive person now because you're single and ready to mingle? Do you really think you are some desirable single person?
You are well-liked among the ladies, people knowing that you're single and they think you're good-looking. And
like the author of this op-ed entitled, Help! I think I'm in love with Andrew Cuomo.
I called your brother Chris.
He also said that, you know, now that you're the love gov, you've kind of transcended politics and now you're just part of really more, you know, you're more of like a national sex symbol.
I heard, though, that you had a crush on our boyfriend, Andrew Cuomo.
Dude, everyone does, right? I think he's fantastic.
It's okay. These feelings are perfectly natural. Many Americans experience moments of being at least Andrew curious, if not fully, Cuomo-sexual.
Trevor, you call yourself a Cuomo-sexual, and I agree with you. I feel like I'm a Cuomo-sexual, too.
Some people are calling themselves Cuomo-sexuals.
And there's a group of women who came out and they said, we're falling in love with Cuomo.
Getting ready for my boyfriend to come on TV. Ooh, we wake up together every single morning. Me and Andrew Cuomo. Ooh, there he is.
Could Andrew Cuomo be any hotter? That's what I'm doing in quarantine. It's just me and Andrew Cuomo, which is him telling me what to do. And I like it.
And I said, well, yeah, everyone should be a Cuomo-sexual in that way.
Is that not sickening? Well, NBC tried to clear it up from their site. They didn't want that to appear on their old Fallon, Jimmy Fallon, I should say, praising him. More on that coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
New York tough means New York loving. And I love New York. And I love you. And everything I have ever done has been motivated by that love. And I would never want to be unhelpful in any way. And I think that given the circumstances, the best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do.
There's Andrew Cuomo yesterday saying, I'm going to resign in 14 days. And boy, was that perfectly framed. I mean, that was like going to a Broadway play. Everything I do is for you. It was all played out that way. As I was referring earlier to a CNN op-ed written by Jennifer Rogers, who is a lawyer herself, a former federal prosecutor, I should add. And she said in her piece that these investigations may or may not continue. Will there be a public report and so forth? And she said, no doubt he was hoping to short-circuit the rest of these investigations by resigning. She said, but the assembly could and should complete these investigations and issue some public findings. And here's something she pointed out that maybe some of you have asked already in thinking about it. With all the allegations that were pointed out by the attorney general about the allegations of women made and so forth, the New York attorney general listing numerous things, grabbing their buttocks, reaching under, touching their boot, things of this nature, you're thinking, well, why were criminal charges filed immediately? Why does that even have to be considered? Well, of course, we do have a system of law and order and a justice system. And she points out in her piece here, the attorney, former prosecutor writing us, who's also a CNN analyst, pointing out in her piece that any district attorney considering charges has to have evidence sufficient to show proof of a crime beyond a reasonable doubt. And that is a significantly higher standard than the evidence that the attorney general investigator promoted stated in their report. So it had to be a higher standard. And she points out, even if it's met, then they got to decide if it makes sense to go ahead and charge Cuomo, which would end up being a misdemeanor. Little to no jail time as a first offender. And, of course, they still have the nursing home story and that kind of thing to be gone through, too. But then you have civil litigation. That could go on. And him resigning does not stop the civil litigation if some of the women decide to go after him. And, in fact, to that point, again, the op-ed written by this former prosecutor for CNN points out that civil litigation will use the same evidence standard of proof as you heard from the attorney general. When Letitia James got up and read all those statements, that was the only evidence standards you need for civil litigation. Each case had to be decided on its merits, obviously. But it won't meet maybe a criminal level, maybe. But here's the kicker, and you knew there had to be one coming. With all of this effort of Cuomo stepping forward to resign, if in fact the impeachment effort inside the legislature comes to a halt, then he could well run for governor again. And if they also decide we're not going to push it any farther here, but some of the women named decide to do it, here's the other shoe dropping. The analyst for CNN writing this piece said, according to the governor's announcement, his leader of the New York State tenure will soon come to an end. But his actions while he held that position, as alleged in the attorney general's report, will rightly be discussed and dissected in New York courtrooms for years to come. And if there are bases for damages against Cuomo, damages, then they also come from the true deep pocket of New York. The citizens and taxpayers of New York will pay all of that for it. Coming up, how the state-controlled media reacted.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around over 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Nice to have you here, Mr. Stelter. Now, big news today.
What?
Governor Cuomo resigns. Governor Cuomo resigns as a media professional, as a communications analyst. What did you make of his speech?
Well, I was sleeping. I took a nap. I slept through it. My kids get up at 5 a.m. By noon, I'm exhausted. I saw he was about to give a speech, and I thought, he's not smart enough to resign. You know, remember all those videos?
Wait a second.
So I slept through it.
He's about to give a speech and you went, time to hit the hay.
There's no way he's going to resign. There was no way. And then, of course, I woke up and my wife is blowing up my phone, telling me to wake up, get up, come see the speech. I thought he buried the lead. Didn't he bury the lead? He went on and on and on and then mentioned he was resigning.
Well, he did bury the lead, if you're looking at it like that. That's the comment of Brian Stelter, CNN, as he appeared on CBS late night, Colbert. I told you in the preceding segment that the NBC network has suddenly been trying to cleanse and take off the air and YouTube some of the remarks and praise that Cuomo got, and I'm talking about, obviously, Governor Cuomo, got when he was on one of their programs. They were just trying to clean it up, say, you know, nothing to see here. They host Jimmy Fallon just going all over him in May, just praising him so much and how honest and perfect he was and giving only the facts. Well, those interviews with Jimmy Fallon, titled Governor Andrew Cuomo on Global Praise and Homosexual Fans, just have disappeared, been pulled off. NBC had them yanked down from YouTube. Now, as I began today's program, they were still up on the official NBC site. But isn't that just perfect for a media group? If it's something that's going to be damaging to them, just cleanse it, sanitize it. That is exactly what we've seen the big tech do anyway. They don't like something you say, they send you a warning. If you do it again, they'll give you a second warning and suspend you for a longer time. And a third one, three strikes and you're out. That's why many folks have left Twitter, gone to Rumble. I am also on Rumble, at Larry Connors USA. But Brian Stelter, who supposedly is the CNN chief media correspondent, appearing last night on Stephen Colbert's show and explaining, you know, how he learned about it. He said, well, you know, the thing, the guy buried the lead. Uh-huh, isn't that funny? But the real question is, once he said it, whether you consider he buried the lead or not, how did you cover it? What has CNN been doing regarding coverage of Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor, at the same time while his brother Chris Cuomo is one of their headline stars in the evening just ahead of Don Lemon Fruitcake, Stelter?
The boundary that CNN management presented to him in May when they admitted he screwed up, they said, yeah, you know, what you did was inappropriate. You were on the phone with your brother's aides advising him on what to do, and that was inappropriate. But they said, of course you're going to talk to your brother. You know, there's nothing more important.
But he didn't talk about his brother once the trouble started. He said, I'm not going to talk about my brother.
And that was also a management ruling. And so
why didn't they rule that way when his brother was on the show pretty much every night during the COVID crisis?
I think it's really complicated.
That seems like an odd conflict of rules.
It is an odd conflict, but I don't think if we open up the journalism ethics book, there's no page for this. It's the craziest set of circumstances you can imagine, right? A governor and a brother, both in these high-profile jobs. This was definitely awkward for CNN.
Awkward? And for Stelter to say there's no page in the book of journalism on how to cover something like this? Are you that much of an idiot? Seriously? Journalistic ethics starts with, we're going to tell the truth, we're going to go after where the truth is, and we're not going to allow any relationships to bend the truth. You don't need a separate book for every case that's done. Do you realize, of course, folks, that somebody like Brian Stelter will be invited to some university to talk about newsroom ethics and news reporting ethics? And right there he said, there's no page in the book to describe how to cover that. The whole damn thing, if it has the word ethics in it, tells you exactly how to cover it. I'm losing my voice. I'm getting so angry over this. He did, by the way, Stelter, in covering some of these things, last Sunday, this before the Cuomo resignation, he said the network was facing a conundrum about Chris covering his own brother. And again, this is before the resignation. He said there's no perfect solution. He said CNN management said that Chris crossed the line He apologized. Some critics said he should have been suspended or even fired, but I'm going to level with you. Taking a well-known host to hang out by the pool for a couple of weeks is not a real punishment, as Cuomo began a long-planned vacation, which he's still on. He was on as his brother made the announcement. I know I'd asked yesterday, I wonder how Chris Cuomo is going to report it tonight. Because the other day, when stories were beginning to break and escalate off of the Attorney General's statement, Chris Cuomo said, our top story tonight, COVID. Just ignore Cuomo, COVID. So Seltzer said in his piece Sunday, scolding a host in public, saying what they did was inappropriate, that is an actual punishment. Well, other media experts, so that would include me, no, it's not. Fox News contributor Joe Concha said, a true scolding is actual tangible action. Suspension without pay. Termination. Been there, done that. And then adding, more than a few journalists from the left, right, and in between has called for a suspension or outright firing. In MSNBC opinion columnist Laura Bassett, one of them, saying the younger Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, should, quote, resign from covering politics or be fired. And she also added, New Yorkers deserve better than a lying, harassing, misogynistic creep presiding over the state. And Tom Elliott, the Grabian Media Company, agreed, saying, it doesn't take a senior media reporter to know the only logical punishment here is an immediate firing. I remember when I was having some of my legal battles with the TV station here in town, and the union taking on one of the cases, the union rep said, you know, they can't really fire you over this. You did nothing that constitutes firing. They could suspend you, and that could be debatable. But he said, we've had a news anchor drunk in another market crash a company car while drunk, and they couldn't fire him. I said, well, maybe I need to claim I'm an alcoholic. I'm a protected class. But for the liberal elite in particular, there's always going to be protection and cover. And Seltzer again just seems to be absolutely confused how to cover something like this.
I tried to go into this thinking, okay, if I was going to cover this at CBS, how would I cover it? And try to cover it the same way. And I talked to a lot of sources at CNN. Some said, yeah, this is really weird. I'm ticked off at Chris. Others said, you know, I understand. You can't pick who your family members are. So there was a wide range of opinions. And overall, I think what was most important is that we covered the story on air just the same we would any other story. Ultimately, isn't that what matters?
Yeah, but you didn't. You didn't. You didn't cover it the way you did everything else. Of course, then again, that... when I say that, I've got to be assuming that CNN covers things factually anyway. So I retract. I withdraw my statement. No, you guys covered it just like you do everything else. Let me give you a case example. I had a very good friend. Yeah, well, let me put it this way. A close friend. And we would sometimes socialize. And we had mutual friends where we'd often spend time together. A high-ranking law enforcement officer in an area. And he got busted soliciting a prostitute who turned out to be an undercover police officer. Well, the charges are filed. Obviously, his life is in a shambles, and his career obviously is out the door and everything else. And I know some in the newsroom say, how are we going to cover this? I said, we're going to cover it like we cover everything else. In fact, I will cover it. And they said, well, aren't you kind of friends? And I said, yeah, I am. I said, but I'm going to make sure we cover it right. And I did. Every day I oversaw that story, what we're putting on the air and how we're doing it. And in fact, I was the one that pursued the story when others said, oh, we can let it go. And I said, no, we're not done yet. I don't want anyone to say that we backed off and are giving him slack because of any relationship I have with him or mutual friends that we have. You can't do it. You can't do it. If it happened to be a relative of mine, then that's what I'd say. All right, someone else has to do it so to avoid any look of conflict. But in this case, not a relative. And in this case, I said, we're going to make sure we cover it correctly. That's how you do it, Seltzer. You do it by the facts, and you present the facts, and you give no cover, no sacred cow. Everything is transparent and exposed. And if you found evidence that I was hiding something, then expose me for that. News journalism ethics is not that hard. It also goes back to do what you should do. Do what is right. And then coming up, the woke culture now says, Barbie dolls, that's a good target. Let's go after Barbie dolls.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot your eye down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, sometimes when it comes to coverage, folks really don't want to be covered, right? Unless you're Kamala Harris, VP, you want as much coverage as you can get. With the LA Times on January 20, the day of the inauguration, the LA Times announced, quote, covering Kamala Harris. They said it's going to be an entirely new section dedicated to her historic rise to the White House. Throughout the year, we'll continue to add resources to our coverage with the goal of being the most comprehensive, authoritative news source as we chronicle Harris's first year. That is the LA Times. They even put up an Instagram account called Covering Kamala Harris. Critics say it's kind of like a creepy fan shrine a 12-year-old builds for a pop star. But the Instagram account has not been updated since May 28. That's 2 weeks since her now infamous interview with NBC's Lester Holt about going to the border. And the webpage, as of yesterday, only one article published in 2021, prominently seen. That was a story about second gentleman Imhoff representing the U.S. at the Paralympic Games. So they just kind of turned their back on it. Well, they've gone an extra step now. The liberal LA Times, in an editorial calling out, saying Harris is ineffective as a VP. Are you surprised? Give me a break. Mattel, of course, manufactures Barbie. And they wanted to do something to celebrate the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games and be woke at the same time. So they collaborated with the International Olympic Committee and Tokyo 2020 organizers, coming out with a new collection showing Barbie's committed to empowering girls participating in sports, capturing the fun, friendship of the season, inspiring kids to find the athlete within. Tweeted out five new hashtag Tokyo 2020 dolls. Not one Asian looking. Not one. Well, you can imagine, and I don't know how they got past the International Olympic Committee and the Tokyo 2020 organizers. They had to look at the dolls, and you don't say one Asian? One Twitter statement said, it's the Tokyo Olympics and no Asian Barbie. Another one said, I won't be buying Barbie dolls for my two girls. No representation whatever. And that's a county commissioner in Michigan. Last name, Zong. Another Twitter user, wow, wordless, Olympics in an Asian country, yet zero attempt to represent any Asians. Another one saying, the Olympics is literally happening in Asia. Talk about tone deaf. Another one said, disappointing you try to be inclusive that you end up excluding almost 60% of the world's population, as well as the host of the country, of the event. Oh, you know, you can't do things right by the woke culture many times. Because, well, one thing, you're doing it only to appease a very, very minute little group who will yell at you and extort you and demand you do this or not, or they will come after you. Well, now, look, when you do it, and then you do all these dolls commemorating the Tokyo 2020 Olympics and not one Asian. And back in 2019, if you recall, maybe you didn't know, but they actually introduced a Barbie doll line of gender-neutral dolls, targeting children who don't want their toys to be dictated by gender norms. I never saw one of those. I don't know what they look like. The only thing that made them different between Barbie and Ken were the bumps. The bumps. There was nothing else. You recall what happened the other day with Olympic gold medalist Tamara Mensah-Stock, wrestling champion. And she has won gold. And she's has a U.S. flag draped over her shoulders, pulling it tight to her. Well, a reporter asked, and I don't know if the reporter was trying to incite something or just looking for a comment, but basically said, how do you feel with that American flag around you? And, of course, this follows. Her victory came after U.S. hammer thrower Gwen Berry turned her back on the national anthem during the Olympic trials. And the response from gold medalist Tamara Mensah-Stock in wrestling, she shouted and yelled, I love the USA. I love representing the USA. I love living there. It's outstanding. She's the second woman, the first black American to win Olympic gold in women's wrestling. And she said, I love the USA. So a conservative actor, director, producer, Kevin Sorbo, said, let's give her more praise. At the same time, Wheaties, she should be on your box cover. Put her on the cover of Wheaties. Someone who is not ashamed of the U.S., is proud of this country. Put her on your box of Wheaties. That's his suggestion. Do you think it will happen? Haven't had Wheaties for a while. Maybe I'll start looking for it in the store and see what they do. Or don't do. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.